In the statement that was released by the media director of the ruling party is a very misguided interpretation of our CPI findings. We do not think, as PI said, that the government has put in place or strengthened any mechanisms for detecting corruption. Because if you look at what transpired over the course of the year 2020, we saw an unprecedented increase and rise in the number of corruption cases, incidences of corruption, particularly to do with the public procurement process. In the Ministry of Health, we have since challenged the ruling party to pinpoint what specific detection mechanisms they have improved, but also most importantly, what results we have seen from those alleged improved mechanisms. So we categorically wish to state and to dismiss that interpretation, because we think that it is a misrepresentation of a problem that really, really remains a big problem within the Zambian context.
So, Maurice, are you therefore saying that the government has not implemented any effective measures to combat corruption?
There has been a lot of, verbal commitment, a lot of rhetoric when it comes to, the fight against corruption. But we never quite get to see that commitment, that verbal commitment being actualized and turned into serious action to fight corruption. For example, one of the things that we were calling for in the wake of, the medical supplies scandal that we have been talking about over the last few weeks, is that when that scandal occurred, a lot of us in civil society, including us as PI Zambia, we were calling for the president to actually take action against the Minister of Health and against many other public officials that were involved in the scandal. So what the president responded was that, he was not going to be forced by anyone to be able to take action on what he called imaginary corruption allegations. So if you see that the response from the head of state, then it begins to make you wonder and say, is there really a real commitment and actualization of that commitment to be able to fight corruption? Of course, after he made that statement, 2 days later, we saw him actually taking action against the Minister of Health and actually dismissing the minister. Although now there is a school of thought that actually, says that probably the minister was dismissed for other reasons other than his involvement in the, in the corruption scandal. Because 2 days previously, the president was saying that he was not going, effectively saying he was not going to dismiss the minister. So the problem that we have is that we have a lot of verbal and rhetorical commitment towards the fight against corruption. But the actions of the president and the actions of the government in general do not give confidence that, this verbal commitment is being actualized. And
briefly list a couple of things that you want to see from the administration, if the administration is to be successful or chalk some successes in the fight against corruption in Zambia.
Thank you so much. The first point is that I think it's important that, the right message gets sent right from the upper echelons of the leadership. I think one of the biggest problems that we have seen at PI Zambia is that we do not have a consistent message, even when it comes to the fight against corruption and the leadership that is depicted for that. And so in one breath, you have senior government officials, trivializing the issue of corruption and making it sound like, it's something that is normal and something that we should accept as an everyday occurrence. So I think the first point is that there should be a consistent message coming from the top leadership to the effect that, they are not going to tolerate corruption or any offshoot of corruption in any way, shape or form. And I think for us, that is a very, very big starting point, that there should be a depiction of, a commitment to be able to fight corruption, which actually gets actualized in actual actions being taken. So, for example, one of the things that we always call for is that if there is any senior government official or minister or government official that is implicated in any case to do with corruption, at the very least, that person should it should be automatic. That person should be suspended in order to pave way for independent an independent investigation to actually occur, and in order to allow that particular person to actually focus on being able to mount their defense effectively in court.